This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Arizona Congressman John Shattuck, Republican from the Grand Canyon State's 3rd Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, which had jurisdiction over part of the health care debate, as well as the debate over cap and trade legislation, which some reports suggest it's going to be the next major legislative initiative from the Democratic majority. Time permitting, we also want to get his thoughts on a key component of the fixes part of the health care bill, which was voted on after the House approved the Senate bill as is. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Glad to be with you.
Well, you and I have talked a lot about cap and trade in the past, too, and I know it's an issue you're passionate about, very concerned about. We're hearing some reports today that the Senate version of this bill might be watered down a little bit. We've got John Kerry, Joe Lieberman, Lindsey Graham working on this. What do you know for sure about what's likely to come out of the Senate on that?
Well, I guess at the moment we don't know for sure what is likely to come out of the Senate, except that there will be a renewed effort with the passage of the health care bill to push through a cap and trade bill, some sort of a carbon limit. Quite frankly, it stuns me because the health care bill itself is going to damage the economy. I would think that the majority in the Senate, the majority in the House, and the president would want to focus on some job creation instead of job destruction, but it appears that they are going to start as their next step with something that will do yet further damage to the nation's economy.
Bring our listeners up to speed if they don't remember some of the details from previous conversations. Why do you think this cap and trade bill will be a job killer?
Well, it basically is admittedly that what advocates of cap and trade say is that we need to limit carbon emissions. I would note right there that that whole debate has been rocked to its core since the House passed its version of cap and trade, because the science behind man-made carbon being responsible for global warming has been shaken pretty deeply. But their argument is, in order to do that, in order to reduce carbon emissions, we need to literally cap them, and their idea is that the way to cap them is to require any industry in America that emits carbon, that quite frankly means virtually every business in America, every automobile in America, you name it, it emits carbon, must have to buy a permit from the federal government to continue to emit the level of carbon that it's emitting. And then people would trade those carbon credits back and forth so that if you can reduce your carbon emissions once you've bought a set of permits, well, then you can sell your extra permits and make money that way. I believe it's a job killer because many companies will say, look, I just won't continue to produce in the United States. I won't continue to operate a factory that is old and needs to be rebuilt and that emits carbon necessarily. I'll move it to Mexico, or I'll move it to South America, or I'll move it to Canada, or I'll move it to Asia or wherever, doing further damage to our nation's economy.
Congressman, I know that in the past you have pushed what you call the No-Cost Stimulus Act, which would be very much focused on energy production, but you say no cost to the taxpayers. Briefly, tell our listeners what that's all about.
Well, quite frankly, America has made a choice as a nation to leave its own energy resources in the ground, whether it's oil off of our coasts, off the East Coast or the West Coast or off the Gulf Coast, or whether it's oil or coal in the ground in the lower 48, or oil or natural gas in the ground in Alaska or off the coast of Alaska. By and large, we have chosen to leave those various resources where they are, and we've done nothing to advance the production of nuclear lately. The Obama administration basically has said it's for nuclear. On the one hand, it's saying that. On the other hand, it is closing down Yucca Mountain, which is the only facility that proposes to store nuclear waste. With regard to the no-cost stimulus, the idea is we should be producing more of our own energy here domestically and be less reliant, or become less reliant, on foreign sources of energy. We could do that by going into offshore drilling. Again, I think the Obama administration is set to announce that it's going to lease more offshore land for drilling. But in point of fact, they know that lawsuits will be immediately filed by various environmental groups, and in point of fact, nothing will be produced. Summer before last, I went to Alaska and discovered that we had issued hundreds of new offshore leases, but that every single one of those leases had been challenged in court, and in fact, none of them were even being researched to see if there is, in fact, usable quantities of oil that or natural gas that we could extract and reduce our reliance on foreign suppliers.
Congressman, last question on this front. Have you heard anything from your leadership as to whether or not this will be the next major initiative, or is that still a little bit speculative at this point?
I think it is speculative. I think right now, while Senator Kerry would like the next step to focus on something that moves towards cap and trade, I think there may be more rational people around who say, no, let's slow down, given the damage that's been done to so-called global warming science, and given the fact that nobody genuinely believes it will produce jobs. I say nobody. I guess, unfortunately, Mrs. Pelosi may believe it's going to produce jobs as opposed to cost jobs. I think it remains unclear. There is talk that they'll move to further economic stimulus. There's talk that they'll move to immigration. We now discover that their current health care bill does not help children in America the way they had thought it did. Apparently, they wrote it incorrectly, so they might move to that very quickly. So where we go from here is unclear, but the ball is in their court.
Congressman, there was so much energy and so much passion focused on whether or not the House would pass the Senate version of health care legislation that not a lot of attention in the media or elsewhere got paid to the Fixes bill, which followed, of course, that vote on Sunday night. In addition to what I know Republicans in the Senate believe is more cuts to Medicare and more taxes on the American people, there's also this provision on an unrelated subject related to the student loan industry and what the government would be doing there. What exactly should our listeners need to know about that?
Well, it's kind of a fascinating little twist. It turns out, of course, that Democrats were desperately looking for ways to hold down the cost of their health care bill or to pay for it. One of the devices they have out there that had already passed the House was legislation to kick all private lenders out of the student lending business or the student loan business. That legislation had passed the House and had not passed the Senate. It could not survive a filibuster in the Senate, and so it appeared to be going nowhere. What the legislation does is that where student loans today can be obtained either from the government or from a private lender, Democrats in the House said, well, look, we can take over that business. It will be a profit-making business for us. We'll borrow the money. We, the government, will borrow the money at 2.6%. We'll lend it back out at, say, 6.4%, and we can make money on the spread. So why not kick out private lenders? They've done that now. It was a part of the reconciliation bill, as you just mentioned, and it's a multi-billion-dollar windfall for the federal government. So what they're going to do is take profit from student lending and plow that profit into paying for the health care bill. It's a pay-for, but it's a pay-for that's not going to make America's college students very happy. Most of those college students had preferred to get their loans from the private sector up to now. That will become illegal.
Well, Congressman, another major controversy and perhaps more controversial due to the fact that it was kind of slipped in there that way. Thank you very much for your time, sir, as always.
My pleasure, and slipped in very late in the process, by the way.
Good to note that as well. Arizona Congressman John Shattuck represents Arizona's 3rd Congressional District, member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.